All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, it seems like just yesterday I was sitting here in this office talking to you about the Miami Dolphins. Speaking of Miami Dolphins, great response from your football team in all three phases. How proud of you were of their effort?
Really proud. I thought the coaches and the players did a great job last week. And, I mean, that was easily our best effort of the year. So hopefully we can build off that tonight. But as you said, we got contributions from all three phases and a lot of players in each phase. And so we had a good complementary game, which is what we needed.
All right. You talk about controlling the line of scrimmage, too, and you talked about winning the week last week in practice. Is it as important in a short week like this to win it mentally, where you may not have the pads or the shells or the helmets on? I don't know what you really did, but reports where it was a lot of walkthroughs, but a big mental week for you guys. Can you win the week mentally?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what it's about. Yeah, we didn't have any practice at all, really. It was all walkthrough and meetings and film study. So it's being able to focus on that, take it to the game off of minimal practice, minimal execution and timing. But, I mean, we just played on Sunday, so hopefully we can do that. But that's this is a big mental week, both preparing for the game and also mentally just getting back ready to play so quickly, getting our body ready, getting our mind ready, and, being ready to tee it up here tonight.
I've talked to you a lot about all the receivers, tight ends, running backs. Seems like you were in rhythm and offense, really spreading the ball around. A guy like Josh Gordon, really progressing, it seems like, gaining confidence, and seems like the work ethic and everything's progressing with him. And fair to say you're going to start feeding him maybe a little bit more?
Yeah, well, we'll keep him involved. I thought he did a good opportunity with the chances that he had against the Dolphins and made a couple plays, ran well after the catch, and, showed his size and strength. He's a hard guy to tackle, so with him and we'll see what Julian ends up being able to do tonight, but hopefully we can get some contributions there between NCP and Hoges and Phil Dorsett. As a group, hopefully we had a good contribution from them last week, and hopefully with Edelman being added to it, we'll be able to do that again tonight.
All right, just answer the Julian Edelman question, the tight end question. You get Jacob Hollister back, is that correct tonight? And there are some reports out there already today, earlier in the day, that Rob is going to play tonight. Are those accurate?
Yeah, I think all our tight ends will play, and they should all have a role for us too.
All right, defensively, seems like everybody was lined up. Communication was great. You kicked high back in the middle, predominantly played him inside. I think the numbers for the linebackers were in the 50s. Van Noy making some plays, Claiborne, everybody just in the mix. A guy like Jason McCourty, who may be unfairly criticized at times in the media around here, every snap for you guys, it seemed like he played his best game of the year for you so far.
Yeah, Jason's done a really good job for us really all past 3 weeks. When he went in for Eric Rowe in the Jacksonville game about the end of the first quarter, early in the second quarter, whatever it was, he's really played almost three solid games for us. And his experience and just his ability, dependability, good tackling, and fundamentals have been a big plus for us. And so, he stepped in for Rowe and played well.
All right, you've coached against Frank Reich offenses before, obviously. He steps in with Andrew Luck. What do you see? Is it a lot of West Coast concepts? Especially, talk about Luck real quick, arm strength. And I chatted with you from the TV end of it. Seems like the arm strength is there for him.
Frank's a West Coast guy all the way. It's very very much West Coast oriented, a lot of catch and run plays, a lot of plays inside the numbers, multiple formations to run the same plays, and utilizing their receivers at tight end. It's pretty similar, really, to the Philadelphia program. Ertz is Ebron, Hines is Clement. And so they have, all the receivers play, they all contribute, they've all been productive, so they've had a lot of production in the passing game, and I know that they've talked a lot about getting the running game going. We're gonna have to do a good job on that tonight, but they're a well-balanced offense with a lot of good skill players and obviously a good quarterback that can get the ball to the open guy.
We've called a lot of games against the Colts over the last couple of years, but you look at them defensively now, not a lot of names that you recognize from years past. But a guy like Darius Leonard playing well for them, young kid, seems like they've really retooled things. Are they a true 4-3 team? I know it says 4-3 on paper, but will they mix the front up for you?
Yeah, it's all four-man line. They never drop their ends, and they're a pretty physical front with guys like Sheard and Hunt and Woods in there. They're athletic. They stun a lot, play a lot of zone coverage. Similar really to what we saw, say, a little bit last week to Miami. Miami played more man coverage, but it's along those lines. So good four-man front that they make a lot of disruptive plays. So they lead the league in sacks. They lead the league in negative plays. And they also get a bunch of penalties on their defensive line because they're getting away from guys and they get held and so forth. So they do a good job of creating those negative plays and putting you in long yardage. We got to avoid that, and we got to take care of the ball. They turn the ball over with tip passes and high-effort plays, stripping guys from behind, things like that. So we got to take care of the ball. We got to do a good job on the front.
Get Ernie Adams, get him out there nice and early. Spook Vinatieri, maybe. Give him put the kaputs on him.
Well, you know, Adams, what a career he's had, and broke the all-time record last week. So, you know, kind of always pull for Adam, but, except for tonight.
All right, sounds good. Time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Mark Spiller of Arlington. Color Rush night. You've coached a couple games here. You've worn a Thursday night game in, I think, in Detroit. But that was Thanksgiving. You guys wore the red throwbacks. You had the white ones last year down in Tampa, the blue ones when Jacoby was quarterback. What's your favorite Color Rush uniform? One they put in your locker?
That's right. I'm getting into uniforms.
All right, Coach. Good luck on a short week tonight. Go get them to get to 3-2.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Let's throw it back up the Beetle at Splitsville.